Clark Ramsey and John Muth are called tonight. Feed it down into the low post to Jake Rau in for 2 points. And Reese is out early, 2-0, 15 seconds into the ballgame. Bad Axe pushing tempo, going down the left side of the lane. That'd be James Kervin right down the lane, can't get that to fall. And a rebound still loose, and it's on the ground, and we have a jump ball situation. It'll be possession arrow in favor of the Bad Axe Hatchets.
You can't put your head down on the action for tonight. Believe me, the Hatchets are getting that ball up the floor really quick, pronto.
Absolutely. Inbounding underneath his own hoop would be Colby Meeks for the Bad Axe Hatchets, feeding to the right wing to Jake Clancy. Clancy back up to Emmerich. Emmerich one dribble, nothing there. Spins now back to Clancy. Clancy goes down the baseline, draws the foul, and he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. Trying to get Bad Axe on the board for the first time this evening. Foul goes against, I do believe that would be number 42, Tanner Turbush, his first, and Reese's first.
Tanner Turbush is a freshman point guard.
Jack Clancy's first free throw rattles home, hits about every corner of that rim, in for a point, and Bad Axe is on the board. Now a 1 point ball game, 1-2, Reese leading. Second free throw coming up for Jack Clancy. This one is good. With conviction, and we're tied at 2 apiece.
Must be a big game because Clancy has a 41% foul shot rating at the line. Interesting.
At the left wing, the freshman point guard, Tanner Turbush, and we have a foul away from the ball, and this will go against sophomore Jensen Emmerich. Looks like he got a little too physical inside. That'll be his first and Bad Axe's first. Reese ball inbounding on the sideline right in front of us. 7:10 left in the first quarter. 2-2. Score is tied. Reese drew for first blood. Bad Axe responded with 2 free throws from Jack Clancy. Gabe Robinson feeds down to the low post on the right side. This one can't fall from Brechtelsbauer, and it's a rebound brought in by Emmerich. And believe it or not, that's the first rebound of the night. We have a foul on that one. And it will walk, there'll be Bad Axe ball, 95th thrown hoop. The foul goes against Jake Rau, his first, and Reese's second.
That's the other freshman that's starting for the Reese Rockets.
6:56 left in the first, 2-2. Inbound to Kervin. James Kervin brings it up the near sideline. Being guarded by Isaac Johnson.
That's a good matchup.
Very tightly there, yes. Hands it off to Jack Clancy nearly at midcourt. 6:40 left in the first. Still 2-2. Emmerich now has it. Dribbles to the high top of the key. Pulls up for 3. Actually, long 2. His foot was on the line. And Bad Axe has the lead by 2 points, thanks in part to the first field goal for Jensen Emmerich. 4-2. 6.5 to play. Robinson pulls up for 3 left wing. This one's no good. And we have a push. This will go on the rebound against the Reese Rockets. This will be the third team foul for the Rockets and the second against Jake Rau. So early foul trouble for big man number 4. Jake Rau will sit down. He's replaced by number 12, 6'3" junior, Darnell Davis. Inbounding. Meeks into Clancy, back to Meeks. Still in the backcourt, though. Bad Axe leading 4-2. Over to the right wing, extended to Kervin, being guarded by number 11, Isaac Johnson. Kervin dribbling all the way at the top of the key. Now to Clancy, left wing. Being guarded by Turbush. Gets a screen from Tulaski. And bodies are falling all over the place. Back over to the left wing in a little bit of a broken play. Tulaski down the baseline. And the reverse mic is in for 2. And Bad Axe now out by 4 points. 6-2. 5:53 left in the first quarter. Reese Turbush at the right wing. And he can't hang on to it. And dribbles it right out of bounds. And this will give the ball back to the Bad Axe Hatchets with a 4-point lead. First turnover of the night. Colby Meeks inbounding for the Bad Axe Hatchets right in front of their own bench, left side of radio. Traveling to the right into Kervin. Token pressure from Turbush for the Reese Rockets. Gets across midcourt. Good dribbling from Kervin. But he gives it up right inside the lane and is stolen away by Gabe Robinson. First turnover for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Turbush at the top of the key, dribbling, resetting the offense, being guarded from a distance by Clancy. And Jensen Emmerich nearly stole it away, and it looks like it's going to be last tipped by Emmerich out of bounds. Gabe Robinson and the Reese Rockets inbound.
Both teams, first 3 minutes of the ball game, they are really coming out here and playing defense. It's like they are contesting every possession.
Turbush gets the pass into the backcourt, comes across the timeline, right to left across the radio. Gabe Robinson, senior. At the left elbow, can't hang on to it, and gives it up. And here comes Clancy going the other way. And the finger rolls in for 2. And Bad Axe is out by 6 points. And we have a timeout called by Brian Kern and the Reese Rockets. It's Bad Axe 8, Reese 2, with 5:09 left in the first quarter. Right here on the WNLW Sports Network.
Hey, It's cold outside.
The deals are smoking hot here at Moore Motors in Caro. Denny King, the king of cars here, and I've got employee pricing for everyone on all remaining 2018 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram products. Employee price for everyone. This includes five remaining 2018 Jeep Wranglers, the Motor Trend SUV of the year. And we have everything from a two-door sport to three four-door unlimited sports, a Sahara, and a Rubicon. So hurry on in or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Excludes heavy-duty and eco-diesel rams.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, 5:03 left in the first, 8-2. Panax out by 6 points, and Reese gets it inside the lane to Gabe Robinson, and he can't get the hook shot to fall. Rebound, Panax going the other way. 8-2, the lead for the Panax Hatchets. Emmerich at the left wing, being guarded by Robinson. Now goes down the right side of the lane and is tipped out of bounds by Bryce Brechtelsbauer for the Reese Rockets. It'll be Panax ball in the far or near right corner of your radio. 4:42 left in the first quarter. 8-2, Panax leading the Reese Rockets. Panax 2-0 in divisional play. Reese at 1-1. Kervin, at the right wing, over to the left wing to Emmerich. Starts his dribble against Davis. Darnell Davis. Jack Clancy gets a screen, goes the other way. One dribble, nothing there, and tipped out of bounds, and Jensen Emmerich couldn't hang on to him. At last touch by a maroon jersey. Panax ball right at midcourt.
Almost had it.
Yeah, that will have been your first pass for the season, John.
We are midcourt, right close to the action.
Colby Meeks inbounds to Kervin. Kervin across midcourt, being guarded very closely still by Isaac Johnson. To the right elbow to Colby Meeks, goes down the right side of the lane, in for two. Nice, smooth move for Colby Meeks. His first points, and now it's Panax by 8 points, 10-2. It's a 10-0 run for the Hatchets as two offensive boards for Reese can't get him to fall on the putbacks. And finally scooped up by Jack Clancy. Meeks in transition goes up and he is off balance. This one's no good. Rebound Gabe Robinson pushing tempo now. Johnson down to Turbush. Over to Davis on the right block. Can't get that to fall at all. But the putback is in for two for Darnell Davis. His first two and stops the streak at at 10 points for the Panax Hatchets. Now Panax 10, Reese 4. Panax taking their time, top of the key. Dribbling would be Meeks over to Clancy, right wing against Johnson. Now Kervin deeper into the corner, gets a screen, goes the other way, down the baseline, kicks it back out to Meeks. Right wing pulls up for three, off the mark. Rebound still loose, brought in by Kervin to keep the possession alive for the Panax Hatchets. Jensen goes in the lane, gets hit, rejected by bound the rim. Turbush brings in the board. Retreats to the right wing, 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Panax 10, Reese 4. The Rockets trying to get some offense here going. They had about a 5 minute drought there to start this first quarter. Tipped out of bounds by white jersey. Reese ball in front of the Panax bench, and we had a substitution coming in. Looks like Turbush sits down, is replaced by number 10, Sean Wheel for the Rockets. Isaac Johnson gets the inbound pass into the backcourt. And Gabe Robinson will scoop it up at the volleyball midcourt line. 2:43 left in the first quarter. Gabe Robinson against Jensen Emmerich. Robinson goes in the lane and looks like he draws the foul. The foul will be on the floor. And this will be Jensen Emmerich's second personal foul for the Panax Hatchets. So foul trouble for Emmerich to start this game. 2:39 left in the first quarter. 10-4. Emmerich sits down. And he'll be replaced by Spencer Britt, number 2 for the Panax Hatchets. He's a senior. Isaac Johnson gets the pass into the backcourt. Gives it, hands it off right into Gabe Robinson's hands.
Reese is going right back to the well for this one.
Brian Kern calls the play. Gabe Robinson pulls up for three on the pullback. And this one's off the mark. Rebound still loose. And finally ripped out of the hands by Jack Clancy. Here comes Panax. Clancy at the right side of the lane, over to the left side to Cody Tulaski. Jump stop in, no. And last touched out of bounds by Tulaski, and it'll be Reese ball, 90 feet from her own hoop.
Normally, that's 2 points for Tulaski. When he gets that ball in the paint, he's really, really tough.
2:10 remaining in the first. Panax 10, Reese 4. It was 2-0 Reese, and then Panax put on 10 straight points before Reese was able to score again. Darnell Davis at the left block, pulls up, and in for 2 points. Nice pump fake there for Davis to get the E.